TSA was mandated by legislation, and also the 9/11 Commission recommended that TSA assume that function from carriers. And the reason was air carriers were already performing matching of passenger information against terrorist watch lists, but they were doing it pretty inconsistently. It wasn't as effective as it should be. And also, in order for them to do that, the government had to share sensitive watch list information with the private sector. So Congress made the determination that it's important that the government assume this function from air carriers, so they mandated that TSA do that.
Now, you're the GAO. You're not TSA. So what was your role in all this?
Right. Actually, this award is for work that myself and our teams have done at the Transportation Security Agency more broadly, including looking at the Secure Flight Program, but also looking at the security of other aviation programs and programs that are designed to secure all modes of transportation. Now, GAO's involvement with Secure Flight and other TSA programs has really been driven by congressional direction. Congress would either mandate or request that GAO look at a specific TSA program and make recommendations to strengthen those security programs related to all modes of transportation.
And so this is something that apparently you were instrumental in really pushing forward. Can you tell us why you felt that this was such an urgent matter?
Sure. On Secure Flight specifically, GAO has been doing work looking at the program probably for about 5 years. And this is a very, as you can imagine, high priority program for TSA, but unfortunately they had problems implementing the program. Essentially, they weren't following a disciplined development process, weren't doing the required testing and requirements planning that they should have been doing. So GAO initially was making these issuing reports, basically identifying these deficiencies, and we realized that we really were in a unique position to provide value to TSA. We had people with a lot of expertise within GAO on different aspects, for example, privacy aspects, systems development aspects. So we started working constructively with TSA, where we provided immediate feedback as we were doing our work in the hopes that they would accept that and make positive changes to the program. And the relationship actually worked out very well. We continued to do our work, report to the Congress, and TSA was implementing our recommendations as we were moving along with our review. And they finally, TSA in January, went live with the program at a few carriers. It's going to take a couple years for the program to be fully implemented, but it's really a success story in that they've really overcome some difficult challenges related to the system's operations generally, and also ensuring privacy protections for those flying commercial airlines.
We're talking this morning to Kathleen Barrick, Managing Director of Homeland Security and Justice at the Government Accountability Office.
So we're GAO, and we're here to help. Really does happen sometimes, doesn't it? I was wondering, often GAO goes underground in these situations, and they'll test a program in person, see if they can slip something through. Did you try any of those kinds of techniques in helping the TSA perfect the secure traveler system?
Yeah, GAO did do some of that work at commercial airports, where we attempted to take prohibited items past the checkpoint to see if screeners were following their standard procedures in detecting those items. And based on that work, we did make recommendations to TSA to strengthen security, and most of which TSA adopted in terms of making changes in their training and also in their procedures.
And do you think that this is going to help stop the terrorists from getting on? I mean, have you seen any evidence that your work has made a difference in how whether or not some potential terrorist makes it on an aircraft, I guess is the best way to put it?
Sure. Well, a key point that GAO has been making in our work at TSA across all modes of transportation is that once TSA rolls out different security programs and initiatives, it's really important that they test how effectively those programs are working. So a lot of our work has been focused on looking at the extent to which TSA has done that. And we look at those test results and see what they're showing, and based on that, recommend adjustments in how TSA is moving forward. So overall, I think GAO's work has had a positive impact on TSA. It's put focus in areas where TSA always hasn't been focusing. For example, we did a lot of work looking at the security of surface modes of transportation, and that includes mass transit, highway security, pipeline security, commercial vehicles. And based on that work, TSA took a lot of actions, including strengthening their inspections and risk assessment efforts for those modes of transportation. And also based on that work, Congress passed a significant piece of legislation that was more precise in terms of security measures that TSA had to implement outside of aviation to protect these other important modes of transportation.
And Ms. Barrick, I was wondering, too, there's a third party at play here, and that is the FBI and its terrorist screening center. So what are you looking at that terrorist watch list, which has been faulty and has been found to need a lot of work? Are you working on that as well?
GAO has done work looking at the terrorist watch list and specifically the criteria for coming on the watch list, and also to what extent the FBI and the government has a redress process whereby people that are inappropriately placed on the list have a means by which they can come off. So we've done work specifically looking at the watch list and made recommendations to strengthen that. And as that relates to aviation security, we've looked at the extent to which the TSA and the FBI have a memorandum of understanding that delineates how they're going to work together, how they're going to share that watch list, and how TSA is going to use the watch list to screen airline passengers. And that's actually something that we recently reported on that TSA had made progress in. They had actually gotten this MOU signed, and they had an agreement in place to share the watch list and ensure it's used effectively.
Well, we thank you so much for joining us to talk about it today. Kathleen, we wish you the best of luck with your Service to America medal, and we hope you're a winner.
Thank you very much.